And that entire Keith McHenry interview on KSCO and the various call-ins to him and Mike Zwirling hosts can be found, as I said before, at KSCO.com. Title Saturday Special. Every week from 10 to 12 in the morning, KSCO has this Saturday Special. I've actually been on it myself years ago, but it's not something I regularly listen to. But occasionally they have some interesting folks on, but a rather selected audience, or I should say the audience that listens to them is self-selected, and it's pretty right-wing. So next up is a way flashback, way back, to July 12th, 1988, which was a couple of months after I began organizing in Santa Cruz with Jane Immler's election campaign, which culminated in a vote with 14 candidates running for city council in the fall of 1988, but was mainly concerned with the issue for me of the sleeping ban and other civil rights for homeless and street people. And I set up a table downtown and began gathering signatures for the petition on homeless rights, as well as stories for what became the Street Shit Sheet, which you can actually find online on the Huff website. It's a lengthy chronicle, which became more spotty towards the end and kind of petered out in the 2000s, of my impressions of the city's political process toward homeless people, homeless people's own views on this, the ones that were brought to me, and the struggle to fight discrimination, both in terms of the laws and also policies by different social service organizations, like the predecessor to the Homeless Lack of Services Center, the Homeless Community Resource Center. But in any case, this July flashback concerns the city council's taking up of its human relations task force, headed by politician Jane Yokoyama, who actually ran for city council that fall and won on the so-called Progressive Scan Santa Cruz Action Network ticket, which was anything but progressive on homeless issues, but lured students and liberals into essentially 10-year, actually it was longer than that, 20-year dominance on the city council, where the majority was selected by and elected by Scan. Then Mayor John Laird take a report from Jane Yokoyama from her Human Relations Task Force, which featured testimony originally earlier in the summer by Brian Koepke and Rocky Stone, two Santa Cruz homeless activists. And kind of the high points of this particular flashback are the a discussion by activist Carl Foytick, who kind of disappeared from the homeless movement shortly after we began bringing large numbers of people to city council. He was a significant voice in the homeless movement during the 80s when I wasn't here. And this is one of the few audio records I have of him. Also, you're going to hear critics of any reform, and you'll hear Rocky Stone, who is a sort of an eccentric earth-firster and kind of a showboater, announcing his arrest of the mayor for violating human rights. And then you'll hear council member Marty Wormhout, who later became mayor and then supervisor. Laird later became, as mentioned before, a state assemblyman. This became a sort of a footstool toward political power for numerous people. But she was adamantly opposed to any modifications in the sleeping ban that was resulting in hundreds and hundreds of citations under Santa Cruz Police Chief Jack Bassett in 1988 and before. And the only thing she proposed, which was eventually passed by the city council, was a little card to be given out to people by the police that would say, here are your resources. And that had to do with two homeless beds available at the River Street Shelter, which then provided 14 beds, 12 of them for mentally ill designated people. And that's what you're going to hear. And you're going to hear the rising tide of anger about this issue from people speaking on it at City Hall in July of 1988, which led eventually, culminated in people doing sleepouts outside, holding meals at City Council, coming in the dozens to speak at oral communication.